Earlier this year, the General Assembly created a commission to protect Marylanders' health insurance coverage from changes to the Affordable Care Act or Medicaid funding. The commission met for its first time yesterday. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that even though Republican efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act failed last week in Congress, state lawmakers are far from relieved.
The meeting was initially scheduled for after Congress voted on changes to the Affordable Care Act, when the commission members would presumably know what they were up against. Instead, the members faced uncertainty. Delegate Jocelyn Pena-Melnick, one of the commission's co-chairs, said the uncertain future shapes the group's work.
Now, we know that it's chaos. We're constantly being threatened, so we have to be vigilant.
Deputy Attorney General Carolyn Quatrochi, who previously ran Maryland's Health Benefit Exchange, said one of the biggest questions is whether President Trump's administration will continue subsidizing insurance companies to help lower costs for low-income earners.
Even the uncertainty, creates issues, and the actual withholding of those payments would really be quite devastating.
Insurers have warned that without the subsidies, they will raise rates significantly. Quatrochi said some states have asked insurers to submit two rate proposals, one with the subsidies and one without. She suggested Maryland consider doing the same. Also unclear is whether the federal government will enforce the requirement that individuals buy health insurance, a staple of the Affordable Care Act.
Currently, the IRS is accepting returns without, the attestation that people have insurance. Through regulation, they could allow more exceptions to the mandate, which would be problematic.
Quatrochi said the uncertainty already has pushed at least one Maryland insurer to raise rates. She also warned that if these issues aren't resolved, people could lose their health insurance. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.